Now, my next guest, 2 months after graduating, printed textile design in NCAD and started her own business. The business has gone from strength to strength, and she's worked with Alex Hotel, Oslo Beauty Salon, and she was featured on RTE's Celeb Home of the Year. Aoife Milan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Declan. How are you?
I'm fine, and by the sound of it, you are too, with all the work. So tell us about yourself, first of all, and the work you do, and then we'll see how the current situation is affecting you. So who is Aoife Milan?
Yeah, so thanks very much for that introduction. So I studied printed textile design, as you mentioned, in NCAD. And, you know, as you graduate, you're kind of coming into summer just straight after finishing your course, you start looking for jobs and things, and I was applying to a couple of, say, the design jobs within Ireland, and just kind of coming up against a few, I suppose, walls in a sense, and straight away then I actually got a call from an architect who had seen my work and mentioned that they were working on a high-end beauty salon, which was Oslo Beauty, and said the client was really interested in me creating fabrics for the whole kind of fit out of the luxury beauty salon. So at the time, I was, you know, I was taken back. I was thinking, God, how have they decided they want to work with me on this just after seeing my graduate show? So I actually declined it to begin with. And then he rang me a couple of weeks later and said, you know, we're still really interested in working with you. So would you do it? So I kind of, as they say, feel the fear and do it anyway, and took the project on and started my business. So since then, I suppose, as you mentioned, I've worked on a number of other kind of residential and commercial projects. It's all kind of design of fabrics for interiors, and I've kind of extended it to lifestyle products as well now. So, yeah, I kind of pinch myself thinking, you know, I'm so happy and grateful to be able to do my own design work. So,
yeah. And was it always a passion with you? I mean, what did you do in the Leaving Cert? What school did you go to?
Yeah, I went to Loretto in Dalkey, and I always like had such a keen interest in art, I suppose. I studied art for my Leaving Cert and everything like that, and I actually, you know, my mum has a boutique, so I was always kind of, you know, loving doing her windows and things like that. As I was young, I always had a creative flair, and I knew, like, I did a portfolio course, and the great thing about going to NCAD, you get to try out a number of different courses before deciding exactly what you want to specialize in. So you kind of can try everything from sculpture, painting, fashion design. And I actually had never even heard of textile design. So when I tried it, I kind of knew that was exactly what I wanted to do. So I then got the opportunity to kind of go to London and do a three-month kind of stint over there with working with a textile design company. And I suppose I learned a lot about working in the industry and things like that for those 3 months. And then I came back and did my final year course. And I think I kind of tapped into, I suppose, a market that it appeals to a lot of people, because my fabrics are all kind of hand-printed using metallic. So there's a lot of kind of silvers and golds and rose golds. So they're very kind of authentic to the brand. So people are kind of able to recognize them nearly, you know. So it kind of worked to my advantage in
You've
a way.
You've got your own signature on them. Yeah. What part of Wicklow are you from, Aoife?
So I'm in Bray, living in Bray.
Right.
So right
beside
the sea. So there's lots of inspiration here for me.
You know, people like yourself who do these sort of things and are very creative and have businesses, quite a number of them have said, you know, it's hard work, but I find it easy. And it's because of being creative. You see things, you know, differently than other people see them, and you just follow it and it works out.
I think so. Like, I have a real, I'm always switched on with it, if you know what I mean by that. So like, you're always kind of looking at different things and being inspired by it. And I love photography and everything, so that kind of all works to my advantage when I'm doing my social media and things like that. I don't have to kind of think about it too much. It sort of comes naturally, in a sense. So that's brilliant. And it does make you, like, I think, you know, you work hard at something if you're passionate about it. So it doesn't, as you said, feel as much hard work because I love it so much. But obviously, there's pros and cons to owning your own business, and, you know, you have the ups and downs, and you have to kind of take both. But it's like any other job, you know, because, you know, every job there's pros and cons, I suppose. So,
So at the moment, I mean, how are you getting on? Is there much work? Yeah. Is there preparation for work? What's the situation with you?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, I suppose with every business at the moment, you've had to kind of change and develop and think of new ways, because I think you either sink or swim when something like this kind of occurs. So a lot of my work would usually be kind of meeting with clients and going through colorways, and it would be face-to-face consultations, you know. So obviously at the moment that can't happen. So as I mentioned earlier, I've actually developed some new kind of lifestyle products. So because I design fabrics, they can kind of be applied to anything. So I've actually developed some really nice wearable accessories, so things like hair bands and clutch bags and other kind of hair accessories that have worked really well for me, because they are kind of small pickup items that you can order online and then, you know, get sent to your door. So it's sort of like a treat as well at the moment, which I think a lot of people are like looking for a little pick me up. And they've also worked really well because obviously, you know, the larger kind of stores and shopping centres aren't open at the moment. So people are looking to buy gifts online for, you know, their loved ones for birthdays that they might miss or any other kind of occasion.
Just listen to you, Aoife. I mean, you've got the creative part that you do your work, but you've also got to be a business person. You've got to be a marketing person.
You do.
You know, there's so many different things in there that you have to be skilled at.
Yeah, exactly. And I always say you should be a business person first and then the designer comes second, you know, because like so many people are good at design, but you definitely have to be able to kind of be business minded. I suppose my dad was amazing at helping me with that side of things, and you do learn as you go along as well. But you just have to definitely be sure of yourself before you get into it, you know. As you said, you have to be kind of a number of different hats on when you have your own business.
Right, and tell us. I mentioned there you were on the RTÉ programme's Celebrity Home of the Year. Tell us about that.
So. Oslo Beauty, the first project that I mentioned that kind of started my business for me, that was amazing in a lot of different ways, because I suppose their market and clientele that would be coming into the salon, it's kind of one of those things you go into your nails done and you start chatting about the interior. So because my fabrics were such a feature in there, I had a lot of spin-off business from it. So Nora Casey from Dragon's Den, who was actually featured on Celebrity Home of the Year, spotted my work in Oslo, and she rang me and said, you know, I'm going to be on Celebrity Home of the Year, I'd love you to do a little bit of work for me. So we did a lot of work down in her. She's a gorgeous kind of open living room, and there's loads of light flooding in, so because my work is like all metallics, so it works really well. And I was actually quite nervous before it aired, because I was thinking, oh my god, you know, the judges won't know there's like a young designer behind a lot of this, and you know, they could say anything about it, and I'd be like, you know. But obviously it went down a treat, and Nora's house actually went on to win it, so I was delighted. And every single photo of the winning kind of feature picture with Nora was kind of sitting in one of the chairs that we did reupholstered with my fabric, and all the judges standing behind it, so it was even
fantastic.
Better. It was great, yeah.
Well done. She only won because of you, so well done.
Oh, yeah.
So, your website then is Aoife Milan Design, yeah?
aoifemilan.ie, yeah.
.ie.
And you'll find me on Instagram as well.
Excellent. From Bray, very good. Aoife, best of luck anyway with all you're transferring your business online and making the most of what's going on at the moment. Well done.
Thanks a million, Doctor. Thanks so much.
Great to talk to you. Thank you. Congratulations on your success. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Aoife Milan there from aoifemilan.ie.